Amid the chorus calling for turning Yucca Mountain into a nuclear waste repository, few voices are stronger than the one belonging to John Shimkus. The Republican congressman from Illinois' 15th district has long advocated burying the nation's commercial nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain, 100 miles from Las Vegas. He authored legislation that was passed by the committee this year that would restart the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's licensing process, which Nevada officials vow to fight every step of the way. Congressman Shimkus joins us from his district office in Danville, Illinois. Welcome to the program.
I'm happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So before we visit Yucca Mountain, tell our audience a little bit about the 15th District. It spans East St. Louis and across South Central Illinois to the shores of the Wabash and Ohio Rivers, correct?
Yeah, very good. I've had three different politically drawn districts or redistricting. This is my third. It's 33 counties out of 102 in the state of Illinois. It's about 15,000 square miles from north to south. It's about a 4.5-hour drive. East to west, it's about a 3-hour drive. And it's a rural agriculture, small town America.
Do you have any nuclear plants in the district?
I do not. The closest one, well, there's a Callaway plant in Missouri. The Clinton Power Plant is north of my district a little ways, but no nuclear power plants in my district.
So why do you feel so strongly about Yucca Mountain?
First, it's the law of the land. And secondly, we've spent 30 years and $15 billion testing and preparing for that site. Of course, the site is all on government land right now, and next to the Nevada test site and Yucca Flats. This is following through on federal law, and not just a lot of people focus on the spent nuclear fuel aspects of it, but this also is very important for the defense waste from the nuclear era of winning World War II against Japan. So we, the country collectively, have a responsibility.
So it is the law of the land, but as you know, laws can be changed. You would oppose that, I'm assuming.
In 30 years, no law has been put forward successfully through the legislative branch or signed by any president to change that law.
So let's jump back in our time machine, in our TARDIS here. In 1987, Congress passed legislation that designated Yucca Mountain as the sole site to be studied as a nuclear waste repository. Previously, the plan had been to look at other locations in Texas and Washington State. Here, the move looked like the federal government was picking on a small state, and the legislation has been dubbed the Screw Nevada Bill. So now, this took place 2 years before you first sought elected office to the town board of your hometown of Collins, Illinois. Looking back on this, though, was Nevada treated fairly in this process?
Yeah, you talk to people who are in the process. A lot of the folks were involved in the Department of Defense, Department of Energy, the elected leaders. You know, tell the story about a 5-year process that had three series of winnowing down the list, and Yucca Mountain was always in the top of the top three of each three times they did an evaluation. I can understand. Listen, I've got a lot of friends across the country, haven't served as long as I have, and I wouldn't consider even some of the folks in Nevada my friends and my associates, and I understand why some of them feel that this was a raw deal.
Would you have voted for that legislation?
Well, I've been to Yucca Mountain, so three times, and again, it's on federal property, it's in a desert, the location would be inside a mountain. If there's a safer place in the world, I'm not sure where that is.
Safer place in the world is about less than 100 miles from one of the biggest tourist attractions in the world.
So for me, it would be from my hometown to Springfield, Illinois. And for I understand distances in the West are close. Distances in the East, that's a pretty long way for most Americans.
Resolving this issue, this waste issue, would it help bring the nuclear industry back?
Well, the nuclear industry is going to struggle no matter what we do. I mean, this is a cost of doing business for them, storing spent fuel. I remember, we're not just talking about spent fuel here. I mean, that is one part of the equation. The second part of the equation is the defense waste, which also needs to find a home. Remember, there's 39 states and 121 locations around this country, and the attempt is to consolidate in a safe storage facility, which we know and have pretty good confidence that that's Yucca Mountain.
As we speak, nuclear waste is being safely stored. Why not just leave it where it is?
That's against the intent of federal law and the intent of the national government when we said two things. We're going to take care of our nuclear heritage of World War II by collecting and storing in a single location, and we're going to address the spent fuel from nuclear generation in that centralized location. So the national government, for at a minimum of since 1987 and before that, had a plan to centrally store safely this material.
So officials here also say, though, that highly radioactive waste would be vulnerable to accident or even terrorist attack as it is moved from all over the country to Yucca Mountain. Is that a concern for you?
No. We move high-level nuclear waste all over this country now. There has been no indication that that is a concern, and we will continue to move it safely as we do now.
We were talking to Congressman John Shimkus, a strong proponent of the nuclear waste repository proposed for Yucca Mountain. His legislation to restart Yucca Mountain licensing process awaits action.
Well, I would say restarting, there is terminology, but restarting makes a claim that it was stopped. The law had never changed. There may have been a pause button, but it was never officially stopped by changing the law.
When Yucca Mountain was selected in the 1980s, Las Vegas, it was a much smaller place. It was about the size of Omaha, Nebraska. Now we've got about 2 million people here. Does this matter to you? Is there maybe a place that is further away from the population center of Las Vegas?
Well, all I know is this is the most studied piece of property on the planet. And if you look at the map, which I know you've done, is Yucca Mountain surrounded by federal property, whether it's Bureau of Land Management, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and it sits in the middle of some of that. So the quote-unquote local landholders is the federal government. And some of the communities right next to that, like Nye County, have been very, very supportive.
Indeed.
Of moving forward. We appreciate the support from Nye County and really got resolutions passed from a lot of the rural counties of Nevada. And, you know, we just look forward to moving forward to having a resolution and some confidence that the federal government will kind of keep its word and comply by its very own same laws that it passed.
So as you know, almost our entire congressional delegation is opposed to Yucca Mountain. Mark Emmett has been a little equivocal about it. You, I'm sure, have talked to them about this. They're going to fight you. They're going to fight the opening of Yucca Mountain. Is this going to be a science-based decision, or is this going to be a political decision?
Yeah, that's a great question, because all we're trying to do right now with the appropriated money that the president offered and that we passed through the House is to finish the scientific evaluation and go through the state concerns one by one through the adjudication process. And we're confident that our science will hold, but what the opponents of what we're trying to do is saying, no, we don't even want you to evaluate our concerns and have our day in court. We want to stop this before the science even gets adjudicated. Mm. So we're all focused on the science and having this adjudication done.
And the scientific consensus is there, in your opinion?
Oh, I believe so. When the safety evaluation report came out, that was really the culmination of the work of the scientific community.
So a few more questions. If there is a scientific consensus on this, then you're good with Yucca Mountain to go. If there is not a scientific consensus, if this gets funded and the science says no, will you back off of Yucca?
The process that we're in right now, and see, we're fighting through the Nevada delegation just to have that the NRC adjudicate the scientific claims put forth by the state of Nevada. And if the NRC says that they're legit, then per the law, we have to look for another location. All I'm trying to do is comply with the law.
We spent north of $15 billion so far on Yucca Mountain. How much will it be to move forward?
Yeah, 30 years, $15 billion right now is kind of the numbers I use, and that could be off a billion or so. But remember, those dollars are from those states that have collected a fee from the ratepayers of nuclear power. So that money that has been spent, Nevada doesn't have a nuclear power plant, so the state of Nevada has never paid into that fund. Illinois is a big nuclear power state. The ratepayers of Illinois has paid quite a bit. So anywhere there was a state with a nuclear power plant, they've paid into this fund that's been paying these costs.
Advocates for Yucca Mountain say that federal benefits could come to Nevada if it stops putting up such a fight. Do you feel that way? And what gifts would you be bearing?
Well, gifts.
Like the Magi to Nevada.
Yeah, that's the first time I've been called that. What we did in our legislation was an attempt to send a signal to the state of Nevada that we understand that, you know, what they're doing in hosting this is the benefit of the whole nation. Under current law, since Nevada said no, and we overrode the veto in the Bush administration, the current law says no benefits. My draft legislation that's moved through the full committee says no, the state of Nevada should get some benefits because they're hosting this on behalf of the nation. We've been in discussion with some individuals from the state of Nevada on things that are important to them, and hopefully that as we move this process forward, people will see, oh, there are some benefits. I mean, there's some direct money transfers that will occur. More money will come once the site starts receiving that nuclear fuel. We are in discussions with, believe it or not, people in the state of Nevada who are offering up ideas and suggestions.
And my producer, Doug Popple, is asking me to ask you to name names.
And Doug's not going to be successful.
John Shimkus is a Republican congressman from Illinois and a supporter of storing nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain. Congressman Shimkus, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to having you back soon.
I look forward to joining you again. Thanks for having me.
This is State of Nevada.